This message is for anyone who does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and for those who maybe are on the fence, who don't know if they're saved and so forth. God's offer to mankind of Jesus Christ is the greatest offer made to the human race, and it's the only offer. The greatest offer. God Almighty offering to be our Father and our Savior forever. And all the things that go along with that, eternal life, knowing Him both on the earth and in heaven, living forever in His home, heaven, a place of glory and majesty. It's infinitely, infinitely greater than any other offer. In fact, it's the only offer, because every other way leads to eternal death. Eternal death, and if someone doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, when they die, they will go to hell forever. It's a place of fire, torment, and unimaginable suffering. But it was made for the enemy, not for man. The enemy, the devil, he deceives people into following him there. Jesus Christ is the most beautiful, most glorious being in the universe. He's God Almighty. And for every person on the earth, the most important thing in their life is their response to God. Nothing else really matters, because eternity is what matters. And I want to emphasize, it's such a glorious offer. God Almighty, the great God of the universe, beyond what we can comprehend, merciful and gracious, patient, long-suffering, abounding in goodness, abounding in truth, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. And if we want to know what He's like, how do we find that out? Just look at Jesus Christ, because He is both the Son of God and He's God Almighty. It's very simple. Receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you have not already, just begin that walk with Him and invite Him in and through the Holy Spirit. And everything will make sense. Everything will make sense. You know, even though living on the earth is hard, we know that. But one thing we should not do is cross-question the Almighty God. That's what people do. They cross-question and say, how could He allow so much suffering? And how could there be a hell? And their questions go on and on. We should humble ourselves before Him. It's just common sense. He's God. We are nothing without Him. Humble ourselves before Him. We should fear Him. We should have a broken and contrite spirit. And those are the ones that He looks upon. Amen. How would you like to have the God of the universe to look upon you and to favor you and to come and give you His very life? It's beyond comprehension. And that's what's so tragic, that so many people do not come to Him for whatever reason. They don't come to Him. And there's hundreds of reasons, right? There's three main reasons. The deceitfulness of riches, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the pleasures of life. Jesus said that. Those are the three main things. But there are hundreds and hundreds, and just come to Jesus and everything will make sense. We get to go directly to Him. That's one of the keys. Go directly to Him. It's between you and Him. Amen.